We have in the studio a longtime friend, Mr. Scott Lazara. Scott, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you, Dave?
Awesome, awesome. Scott owns Florida Payroll Consultants, a local payroll human resource outsourcing company. He currently services over 250 small to medium-sized business, including one of my companies, and he does a great job. We brought him in here. He has four case studies of employers paying their employees maybe the wrong way.
Yeah, you could say that. That way.
Sure. Okay, perfect. But before we get in that, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been a resident of Sarasota since 1971. I started my company, Florida Payroll Consultants, 6 years ago. I've been in the payroll business for 18 years now. Prior to that, I was in the restaurant business. I was a manager for Bennigan's for many years.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I figure if you can do that job, you can do just about anything.
Yeah, exactly. Managing people and food and clients, it's a busy, busy industry.
Yeah. You couple that with the hours and the other demands of the restaurant business. I think everybody that gets out of college should do 5 years in the restaurant business, and then anything they do after that is going to be a piece of cake.
Exactly. You know what? This consulting gig, there's a grocery store, but each store has an attached restaurant to it. Mm. And so I got into it a little bit, and I understood the complications of food, people, and bring timing and all of that. It's really, really something to orchestrate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of moving parts.
Yeah.
And very thin margins.
Thin.
Very thin.
Thin. I mean, I think the National Restaurant Association said, if you're doing everything correct in the restaurant business, I believe it. Don't quote me on this, but I think it's at the end of the day, after all expenses, you make about 11 cents on the dollar. So you think
that's good. So if you can do that, good.
So you think about it. If a case of steaks walks out the door and a bottle of booze and silverware gets thrown out and a rack of glasses gets dropped on the ground in one night, how many dollars do you have to sell to recoup that loss?
Yeah.
And I think that's where a lot of restaurant owners struggle.
And in the case of a franchise, they've got it figured out. They've got every penny, every motion, right down to the past 10 years. They know exactly what they're doing, and they're still trying to shoot for that ton.
Yeah, and I think that's why you're seeing these casual concepts that are coming out, you know, that are very, very simplistic in their delivery method.
Right.
And it's all about controlling costs.
Right.
And it makes a lot of sense.
And labor.
Sure.
I think it's funny that you said thin and restaurant in the same sentence, because when I was out in Missouri, I mean, they know how to cook out there. It's a lot of fried food. I'm not thin when I came back, and I was at a restaurant, so we'll just leave that right there.
Fried food is good for you.
Well, yeah, it's good to you. I'm not sure how good it is.